Now, the UN Security Council has asked Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to submit a broad plan within 30 days on peace efforts in war-torn Yemen. In a statement which was unanimously adopted, the 15-member council urged the UN chief to outline the process that can help Yemen move toward peace. The council also called on warring Yemeni factions to develop a roadmap for the implementation of interim security measures, including withdrawals, handover of heavy weapons, and restoration of state institutions. The statement comes as UN brokered peace talks are underway in Kuwait amid lingering differences between parties. On Monday, the UN Special Envoy for Yemen, however, reported a tangible progress in the talks. In a statement at the end of the fifth day of negotiations, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the meetings reflect the parties' commitment to the cessation of hostilities. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is the editor of the Culture Wars online magazine, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Indiana. Mr. Jones, how do you feel about the UN Security Council now getting involved, demanding that Ban Ki-moon come up with a plan?
Well, I think it's time to make a move here, because I think that the Saudi monarchy is in a very desperate situation now. Last year they revealed that they had a $99 billion deficit in one of the richest oil producing countries in the world, and it's largely for two reasons. First reason is the United States is forcing the Saudis to overproduce oil, which is driving the price of oil down. This is part of their strategy against Russia. They want to drive bankrupt Russia in the same way they did that in the 80s during the Afghanistan war. But the second reason is that they're funding all of these proxy warriors, both in Syria and in Yemen. And it's just proving to be too much. And so the Saudis would like to get out of this thing. They're threatening to start cutting back production. The United States doesn't want that to happen. And so I think the simplest way for everyone involved here is peace negotiations at this point. They can't win the war under these conditions, so they're going to have to negotiate a settlement.
And certainly, as you've said, Mr. Jones, the Saudis have not really achieved much in Yemen so far, apart from death and destruction. So I'm wondering, do you think that they will get a safe face resolution?
I think that could happen, yes. I mean, but apparently they've turned on Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda Arabian Peninsula group that they were using as their proxies. They've turned on them. I assume this is to consolidate their position so that they don't have this wild card proxy warrior interfering in their to negotiate with the Al-Houthis and the former president of the country. So it's going to be, I think they're trying to consolidate their position so that they can have get out of it, save face, and prevent basically the collapse, the financial collapse of the Saudi monarchy, which I think is staring them in the face right now.
And finally, Mr. Jones, you know, what does it say that this war has been going on for this long and now the international community decides to get this heavily involved?
Well, I mean, they're reacting to the facts on the ground. And when you don't have an army of your own, you have to wait and see for the opportune moment when the other armies are at an impasse. I think that's simply the way it's going to be. The United Nations can't impose its own force on the place, so they have to wait until there's an impasse so that both parties can come to an agreement. That's just the reality of the situation.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Jones, we of course appreciate your insight.